Burton Lady Panthers basketball is on air. This playoff game against Weimar is made possible by Burton ISD, Plan North Architecture, Tegeler Toyota, Brenham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, Dahman and Associates, Burton St. John's United Church of Christ, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, TNT Car Wash, Citizen State Bank, Burton Meat Processing, Felder's Buy and Buy, Wellman Insurance Agency, Brenham, HEB and Brenham, J&J Packing, BVR Material, Collier Construction, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, Market Realty, and the Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll go to your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Burton ISD takes pride in excellence, both in the classroom and in athletics. This season, their Lady Panther basketball team has shown incredible dedication, hustle, and heart. Now, it's time for the playoffs. They've put in the work, and everyone at Burton ISD knows they'll give it their all. Let's come together, fill the stands, and show support as the Burton Lady Panthers take on the next big challenge in the playoffs. Go Panthers!
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
All right, as we welcome you to the Gennings High School Gymnasium for Area Round Girls High School Basketball Playoff Coverage. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you on a Friday night. And an old rivalry renewed here as the Burton Lady Panthers taking on the Weimar Lady Cats.
Yeah, buddy, in every sport, it comes through Burton and Weimar to moving on to the next round. Don't care if it's volleyball, basketball, softball, football, we're going to play one another. And, you know, it's going to be a fun night tonight. It's close in Gettings. We're getting a big crowd coming in here, so it ought to be loud. Weimar's got a crowd coming in already. So I think we're going to have a lot of excitement tonight.
Exactly. The Panthers coming to this one. Lady Panthers, I should say, coming in 30-5, having an incredible season. And they were co-district champions. One district with an 11-1 record, finished with a tie with Mumford. And then, of course, this past Tuesday, got the win over Big Sandy in the bi-district round. And meanwhile, for Weimar, they come in here 25-9, and they were second in their district at 9-3. But one thing we've known in the past, when they play each other in the playoffs, you can pretty much throw the records out the window.
Yeah, you can wash that out. It's kind of like an A&M Texas game.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter
exactly.
who is terrible. It's going to be a good one.
Absolutely, and. By the way, this note here, high school hoops enthusiasts, mark your calendars for the back-to-back UIL State Basketball Championships at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. The girls' basketball championships take place March 5th through the 7th, and that's followed by the boys' championships March 12th through the 14th. Be there to witness history in the making. For all the must-know details and to grab your tickets, visit UILTexas.org/basketball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/basketball. And we'll be back with more of the pregame after we send you back to the studios and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the court. As the excitement builds and the competition heats up, now's the perfect time to plan your team meals, playoff send-offs, or end-of-season banquet. Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton is cheering for the Burton ladies basketball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ. That's 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consulting, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers basketball teams in the playoffs.
All right, we are back here as we continue with more of the pregame show here from Giddings High School in this area around playoff matchup between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Weimer Lady Cats. And, of course, as we mentioned earlier, a long-standing rivalry between these two. But Burton coming off a win over Big Sandy this past Tuesday night. And in that one, Darrell, the Lady Panthers came out real aggressive there and actually shut out Big Sandy in that first quarter, 15 to nothing. And then Big Sandy kind of went with the, because with there being no shot clock in high school, just kind of passing around, trying to run as much of the clock off.
Yeah. And our girls, Doug, if they come in with that swarm and defense, in which they're not going to change because that's what they've been doing all year, as long as they get turnovers and make the shots. We missed a lot of shots last week. I think after we took that big lead, we got comfortable and played down to our competition. Not to take nothing away from Big Sandy, but in every sport, I don't care if it's pros on down, when you get a team that you know that you're going to take care of, you don't put that 110 in the whole game. You know, they came out storming like you said Burton did and gave them absolutely no chance. They're going to have to do this against Weimer. As we know, they're not going to lay down, and we're going to have to play it the whole game. And I'm sure Coach Taplin had a big talk with those girls after that when they did film and stuff this yesterday, that, look, girls, we got to keep that intensity up the whole game, not just the first half.
Exactly. And Dan's still filing in here. Looks like we're going to have a really big turnout tonight. And we're glad you're with us. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at, because there's a whole bunch of Burton sports going in. We're going to find out how the baseball and the softball teams did today. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
To Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated congratulates the Lady Panthers basketball team and wishes you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Keel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
All right, as we come back here, and of course, baseball and softball going on as well today. And for the Burton Panther baseball team, they split the games today over at the Schulenberg tournament. They beat Porter Ranges 6-0, and then lost to Falls City in the second game 4-3. And we even see some of the baseball players have made it here tonight.
Yeah, that, you know, that's a joy of a small town, and it can be a dagger too. Because everybody pretty much plays everything, and you can only be in one spot. So, like the other night, the basketball boys were playing, the softball girls were playing, and the baseball boys were playing. So, it was everybody split. Tonight, the boys are through playing in their tournament, and they're here to support the girls, and that's what I'm so proud of at Burton. Everybody comes out. You look in the stands. You got a bunch of grandmas, grandpas, aunts, and uncles, and just Burton people that are here to cheer these girls on.
And then over at the softball, they came up with a couple of wins at the Navasota tournament today. They beat the College Station Junior Varsity 6-3, and then in the second game, they beat Leon 18-1 was the final score there. And in that one, how about this? Paige Fritch in that second game against Leon, 3-for-3, 3 runs scored, 6 RBIs in that game.
Paige is having a heck of a start, her and Amaya both. But Paige is, that's one of them dream days or dream games when you're ripping the, but every game she's played so far this year, either her and Amaya's gone back to back, but she is just ripping the ball.
Yeah, she certainly is, and great to see that. And we'll be, of course, following the baseball and softball teams all season long. And hopefully we can have some more playoff runs here when we get to late April, early May. And meanwhile, we're going to take another break, and we got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
And basketball playoff time is in the air. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from the Giddings High School Gymnasium. And our thanks to Coach Luke Hobbs for helping us get set up here and get ready for tonight's action. And gorgeous gym here, dressed out, and of course the Giddings gold and black. And ready to see some great action, of course, for the Lady Panthers. Head coach is Chris Taplin, assisted by Lauren Hody. And for Weimer, head coach is Jenny Fricky Martella, assisted by Summer Almeida. And now we're just waiting for the introduction of the starting lineups, national anthem. Meantime, the players continuing to warm up here.
Got a little bit more over 8 minutes yet, buddy. And, you know, the fans are still coming in on both sides. Yeah. Both sides are probably three-quarters full, wouldn't you say?
I would say so, absolutely.
And I'm sure when that buzzer kicks off, it's going to get pretty loud in here. And that's a fun atmosphere. On a Friday night, it's a little cool outside, so we're inside. it'll be a great night for some basketball.
Absolutely. And, of course, Burton coming in with a really relatively young team. I mean, you look at Aaron Husband's the only senior on the team, and then you got two juniors in Valerie Hernandez and Isabella Young. And then you got four sophomores, Layla Ellis, Lexi Brazier, Autumn Applewhite, and Amaya Nickerson. And then three freshmen, Maya Rodriguez, Paige Schubert, and Harper Hody.
And the freshmen, Doug, they've been big this year in playing in the scoring part of it. I always use this saying, don't make the game too big.
Yeah.
Because when they're young, they're young. And you got to block all that out. Don't make it any bigger than it really is. Go out there and have fun. Play your game the way you know how to play it and everything. Yes, this is playoff basketball. You lose, you go home and start either softball or track or doing whatever. But just go out there and have fun. Let it flow. You know how to dribble a ball. You know how to pass it. You know how to shoot it, rebound it. Pretty simple game, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't play it. Not any good at all. They could leave me wide open. I'd miss a layup and everything. And too short, I can't pump my Nikes up enough to dunk it. So, you know, and I don't think they let somebody pick you up like we do little ones that they can touch the net. So I'd have to get one of these tall people to pick me up like my buddy Dean Fox up there on the top row that I could dunk it. But I don't know if they call traveling or not.
Yeah, probably so. And we are continuing to count down to the start of tonight's area round playoff game. And we'll be back with more after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. As family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to details, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Collier's to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team for their hard work.
The Bluebell Aquatic Center is gearing up for the spring weather with programs and activities that are sure to take care of those winter blues. Check out the Creative Waves Day Camp, where children can swim, craft, explore STEM activities, and learn real lifeguard skills such as CPR. Sign up for the Blinn Baseball Clinic on February 23rd or participate in group swimming lessons. The fun continues all year round at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info and registration for classes.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
And as we come back here, let's take a look at some of the other games that are going on. And coming up tonight, also, matter of fact, the same time as we are, it's Harper and Yorktown. And so the winner of this one will play the winner of that one in the region semifinals. Goldthwait beat Port Aransas 61-54. And the winner of that will play the winner of Evadale and Shiner. And those two teams playing tonight right now over at Magnolia West High School. And then, let's see if we got any other finals here. In the other half of the bracket, Lindsay over Detroit, 58-16. It was Lipan over Winthorst, 66-22. New Home beat Clarendon, 57-50. And Whiteface over Cristobal, 41-39. And Gruber over Farwell, 57-41. And the rest of the action from the bracket all being played later on either the same time as we are, or coming up a little bit later tonight. And we are getting close to the start of tonight's ball game. We're going to take one final break, and we'll be back hopefully with the introductions of the players and our national anthem. Let's send you to the studios one more time and hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
BBR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material have access to many other types of materials. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Material wishes the Burton Lady Panthers good luck during the playoffs.
Barndominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, we are ready as they're about set for the opening introductions. Glad you're with us here on KWHI 1280 AM, K269 GU 101.7 FM, and across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and the KWHI app for your smartphone. And the referees are out here, and the two teams have gone to the sidelines, and looks like we're about ready to get it underway. Just waiting for it. There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem.
All right, and there you have it. And we are ready to get this one underway. Burton Lady Panthers and the Weimer Lady Cats.
The energy picked up in here like we expected, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is going to be fun. Looks like Erin probably be jumping again like she did the other night.
Yeah. Which is surprising because you think they'd jump Harper in the middle with her being 5'11". And Erin just 5'6".
They're coming our way with defense first. On offense, I mean, coming our way.
Yep, we are ready to go. Three-man officiating crew. And Huntsman will be jumping with Jaya Cook at center.
All right, Erin, get up there, babe.
And Huntsman got the toss, but tipped it to Weimer. And now Lady Cats with the basketball. We're officially underway. Jalen Cotton, top of the key. Being guarded by Huntsman.
Burton in a zone defense, 2-3 zone.
And passes the ball over to Madison Lucky. Now back to Cotton. Cotton working her way around the right side, trying to find an opening, and there is none. Burton with that one's tipped by Hart Odie, and now back the other way, and putting up the shot is Rhodes. She missed and got her own rebound. And ball stolen away by Val Hernandez. Hernandez coming back the other way, dishes the ball off to Rodriguez, up and in for two. And Lady Panthers
hold it with the steal.
And unfortunately knocked it out of bounds, so it'll remain Weimer basketball. And ball stolen
with the stole.
And stolen right back by Jalen Cotton. And right there on the line.
Yeah, I was going to say, it took him a while to call that.
That was actually her second time touching the line before he finally, he missed the first one and called it on the second one. And it's a Burton bringing the ball up. Val Hernandez inside to Hody. Back up top to Huntsman. And swings it around.
Brazier with the save.
And shot is up and missed. Rebound by Rodriguez. Over to Hernandez for three. And doesn't fall in.
They letting them play right now, Doug.
Yeah. And Brazier with a shot up and missed. And a foul called. And now that will.
Got some sideline referees up there.
And Brazier hits the first one. And she misses the second one. Hody with a rebound. Puts it up, misses. And coming down, it is going to be Cook. Or, no, excuse me, Rhodes. And back the other way. We got a whistle call. And that is going to be against Burton.
See the 32 of that on Harper?
I believe so, yeah. As the Weimer will get it underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass in a three-pointer in the corner. That was Madison Lucky. And makes it a 3-3 game. 6:04 left to play here in the first quarter. And ball stolen away by Sims. And
foul on Brazier.
Brazier with a foul, and that'll be her first. Second team foul on the Lady Panthers. And so Sims will inbound it, being guarded by Huntsman. Gets it over to Cotton.
Stole by Huntsman.
Huntsman puts up the shot, and this is what does draw the foul. And I think that was on Madison Lucky, who wasn't so lucky that time. And Huntsman will go to the free throw line. puts it up and misses the first free throw.
You can do it, Aaron.
And Huntsman.
There you go.
And it makes it 4-3 Burton. And Weimer pushing the ball up ahead and
threw it away.
Yep, Con tried to save it, but to no avail, and so it'll be Burton basketball. And we're going to get a substitution as Sims will come out, and checking in is Caitlin Nicken. And Hernandez bringing the ball up the court for the Lady Panthers. He'll give that one up to Huntsman for three. Misses.
Almost. Rebound by
Brazier and Con going for it. And jump ball.
Staying with Burton.
And so Rodriguez will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Gets it over to Hody. Inside to Huntsman. Back out to Rodriguez. And Hody, top of the key. Pass the ball off, but Brazier loose. And ends up going into the front row of the Weimer seats. And so, change of possession, turnover goes, and the ball will go back to Weimer.
Yeah, stole by Rodriguez.
Rodriguez,
the Huntsman.
The Hody. And now Hernandez, three-pointer, misses. Rebound by Huntsman, puts it up, and referee waves the shot off, and he's going to
call the jump ball.
And that one will go to Weimer. We have 5:13 left to play here in the first quarter. Burton leading 4-3. And Rhodes with the basketball goes cross court. And Lucky bringing the ball up the court. And as it's stolen away by Hody. Fast break Burton. Hody dishes the ball up, but as it's stolen away by Rhodes. And Rhodes up ahead. And ball knocked out of bounds. And let's see if this is going to be on Burton or Weimer.
Blocked by Brazier.
And so that'll stop the clock with 4:52. We're in the first quarter just underway with this one. Connors at the top of the key being guarded by Rodriguez. And now they work it over to Rhodes. And
Brazier with the steal.
And she's got a wide open, although Con closing. Brazier up and in for two. And that's 3 points now for Lexi, and that makes it 6-3 Burton. And Rodriguez went for the steal again, and they got Rhodes wide open, or no, Cook wide open. She misses the easy layup. And
should be Burton ball.
Yeah. Couple more substitutions. Layla Ellis coming in. And Rodriguez is going to get a breather. And Sims coming back in for Weimer.
4 minutes left in this first quarter.
And ball is
stolen by Weimer.
And it's Lucky with the basketball. And gives it over to Sims. Weimer working it around, trying to find an open player, and three-pointer misses.
Rebound by Huntsman.
And loose ball on the court, and Huntsman tried to give it back to Brazier and lost control of the basketball. And Weimer pulls up, misses, and we're going to get a tumble.
Traveling. Oh, my.
And they're going to call him on Burton, so it stays with Weimer.
They definitely let him play.
Yeah, a lot of physicality here in the early going. Burton leading at 6-3 with 3:40.
Travel.
And traveling call against the Lady Wildcats. And so Ellis will inbound the ball for Burton. And going to Hernandez, and the pass was stolen away. And that one knocked out of bounds. It was Nicken with the steal there.
Looks like Ellis is reaching in. Kind of out of our game right now. Having a little bit of pressure back on us by Weimer and not handling it too well right now.
And we're going to get a timeout on the court taken by the Panthers. Actually, that was taken by Weimer, and it's a 30-second timeout. So we'll send you back to the studios. Let's hear 30 seconds from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Go Fight Win Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers basketball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
And back we go here. We have 3:22 left to go in the first quarter. Burton leading Weimer 6-3. And Weimer's going to have the ball underneath their own basket. And they do get the pass in over to Cook, and Cook is going to draw a foul.
On Brazier on the arm.
And so Cook will go to the free throw line. And she misses the first one. And misses them both. Cody comes down with the rebound. Gets it up ahead to Huntsman. Huntsman over to Brazier. And we get a whistle.
Burton calls timeout.
Now, Burton wants a timeout, so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady Basketball Team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They like to salute the Burton Lady Basketball Team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks at the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers, from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And back we go here, and a foul called against Burton.
It's going to be on Aaron.
And so that will send Weimer to the free throw line. This is Madison Lucky. She hit a three-pointer earlier, and so far is the only points for the Lady Cats. And on the free throw, she misses that one. And Huntsman will come out. Ellis will check back in. And she misses both free throws, and Odie comes down with the rebound. And they get it up ahead to Hernandez. Hernandez fires up a three. Rim rattler won't go. And coming down with a rebound and putting it up to Zealous. She misses. And Weimer saves it from going out of bounds. That's Micken. And Micken gets it up ahead to Kahn. And Kahn over to Rhodes. Rhodes trying to put up the shot.
Brazier.
And Brazier gets it up ahead to Ellis. Ellis thought about a three. Now tried to toss it in to Brazier and gets knocked out of bounds by Kahn. Clock stops at 2:26 left to go here in the first quarter. Burton leading 6-3. And pass goes out to Hody. And now to Hernandez. Hernandez puts it up, misses. And a rebound.
And knocked ball, away by Hody.
Hody was going for the steal, and it ended up sending it into the front row of the Weimer seats. And Weimer with the inbound pass to Sims. Sims trying to go cross court to Nicken as the ball stolen away by the Lady Panthers and Hernandez. Top of the key. Swings the ball around. Now they go to Hody. And we're trying to go to Brazier. And,
15 over the back.
Yep. And that'll be a foul there. That's on Jalen Kahn. Yeah, checking back in, or excuse me, Sims will check out. And they go to Brazier. Brazier puts up a shot, misses, loose ball. And coming down with it is Ellis. And three-pointer.
Pushed by Ellis.
Ellis puts it on. And that'll make it 9-3.
Brazier with the steal.
And back to Ellis. And loose ball on the court. Who's going to end up with it? It's a tie-up between Brazier and Kahn. And it'll remain Lady Panther basketball. Burton leading now 9-3. Inbounds pass, and Rodriguez going to put up a three and just misses.
Foul on Hody.
Hody got her for reaching in as Lucky was trying to go by her. He was just trying to knock that one loose, but got a little bit of the arm. And so it's a minute 28 to go, and that will send Lucky to the free throw line. Last time up, she missed both of her free throws. And so far 0-for-3 now from the line. She misses that one as well. And misses the second one. And Burton up ahead, fast break. And Hernandez puts it up off the glass, misses. And rebound, and now Hody going for three, misses. And out of bounds, and it's going to be on Hernandez. Down to a minute 14 to go. Inbound pass.
Steal by Hody.
Hody trying to go inside to Ellis. Ellis puts up a shot, misses.
Stole by Brazier.
And Brazier now dribbling out. Gets it back out to Hernandez. Over in the corner to Ellis. Ellis puts it up and in for two. And Layla Ellis now with 5 points. As we're down to under a minute to go. Full court pressure by Burton. And not out of bounds, will still be Weimer basketball. Burton now leading 11-3. 48 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Well, apparently he did call a foul on
Wow. I thought he just called knock and it was out of bounds off of us.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody. But anyway, that Connell go wide, she misses. And so far here in the...
We are lucky Weimer can't hit nothing.
They are 0-for-7 from the free throw line here in the first quarter. And if Kahn finally hits one, that'll make it 11-4. And in the corner, Hody puts it up.
Bingo. Hody with a first bucket.
Well, they only gave her a two on that one. And back the other way. And powerful shot is Kahn. And it's now 13-6. Burton
20 seconds left in this first quarter.
Burton with the 1-2 play for the last shot here. Brazier driving, puts up the shot, gets hammered by Cook, and they get the call there. And so Lexi will be going to the free throw line.
Foul on Cook.
Brazier shooting two. And she hits the first one.
Very important to hit them free throws.
Oh, yes.
job, Lex.
And that gives Brazier 5 points in the game. And makes it now 15-6 Burton with 9 seconds to go. And shot is blocked, and he's going to end up with it. Hody gets it ahead to Rodriguez, over to Brazier. Oh, couldn't get the shot off. And that'll be the end of the first quarter with our score. The Burton Lady Panthers 15 and the Weimar Lady Cats 6. Back with quarter number 2 after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
All right, as we come back here to the start of the second quarter, Burton Lady Panthers leading the Weimar Lady Cats 15-6. And for Weimar, Zariah Sims throwing that one in to Jalen Kahn. Kahn being guarded by Rodriguez. Gives it back over to Sims. And Rhodes setting the pick for her. And she passes the ball around. Rhodes. And ball's almost stolen away by Rodriguez.
Oh. And they're calling it out on Weimar.
And so it be Burton basketball. Rodriguez over to Hernandez. Over to Ellis. Ellis trying to get through the inside there. Ball knocked away and over to Hody. And they get it back to Brazier. And Brazier gets called for traveling. And Weimar with the inbound pass over to Jaya Cook. Ball knocked away by Brazier. And so it'll remain Weimar basketball. Inbounds pass to Kahn.
Got stolen by Ellis.
And Kahn almost got it back and ended up knocking it out of bounds. So Burton will have it on the sideline. Rodriguez will throw it in. And
5 seconds.
Couldn't get the ball in, couldn't find an open teammate, and so a turnover for Burton. And Cook with the inbound pass to Kahn. And a loose ball knocked away, and coming down with Rodriguez, and Kahn stole it right back. Now fast break on the other end, and Kahn puts it up, misses the shot. And another loose ball.
Stole back by Kahn.
And the give it, and Cook puts it up, misses.
Oh.
And we've got a collision there, knocking one player from each team to the floor. Yeah, Lexi Brazier was one, and one of the Weimar girls as well. And they're going to call that foul on Weimar. Hernandez bringing the ball up the court for Burton. And ball knocked away. One of the Weimar players was guarding Hody and knocked that one out. So Burton will retain possession. And before we get started, a whistle.
He's fixing to get on his fan over here, hollering about the sorriest referee I've ever seen.
They're calling Coach Hobbs from Giddings, who's the athletic director and overseer. I actually think they've done a good job so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got 6:43 left to go here in the second quarter. Burton leading this one 15-6. And Rodriguez with the inbound pass to Huntsman. And now top of the key to Hernandez. And over to Huntsman, who's back in the game now. Out to Brazier. Brazier.
Nice shot by Brazier.
And she knocks that one down. And it's 18-6, Burton. And Weimer inbound pass. Up ahead to Cook. And we get a whistle. And it's a turnover. And ball will go back to Burton. And Rodriguez, the inbound pass to Hernandez. Down to 6:10 left to go until halftime. Brazier thought about a three. Now going to pull it down. Almost lost it. Hernandez came down with it. And Hernandez puts up the shot and misses. Rebound by
Brazier. Brazier with two.
And Lexi Brazier already with 10 points in the game.
Oh, throw it away. Burton ball.
Yeah, and Burton leading it down 20-6 with 5:53 to play.
Timeout on Weimer.
Weimer calling the timeout here, and it's going to be a full timeout. So we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports brand. Or excuse me, from our sponsor.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And as we come back here, Burton basketball leading 20-6. 5:45 left to go until halftime. Hernandez with the basketball. Over to Brazier. And traveling called on Lexi. And so it will be Weimer basketball. Jaya Cook will inbound it for the
Nickerson
Lady
coming in for the Lady Panthers.
Get a little extra speed out there on the court. And bring the ball up.
Huntsman with the steal.
And up ahead, Nickerson. Rice puts up the shot and misses. And a rebound. Taken in by Sims. Sims being guarded by Huntsman. Sims gets past.
Young lady can handle the ball.
Yep, puts up the shot and misses. And Huntsman comes away with a rebound and gets pushed by Cook.
Call traveling.
Call travel. What? I mean, she pushed Aaron right in the back there. Well, I guess my compliment was too soon. And
Weimer basketball.
Yeah, Weimer with the basketball. It'll be Sims inbounding it. Working over to Rhodes. Rhodes top of the key. Over to Micken, back to Rhodes, and going in the corner to Sims, and Burton with the steal. Brazier up ahead.
Nice pass.
Oh, misses the shot. Gets her own rebound. Misses again. And White. And Weimer with the basketball. 4:35 left to go.
White.
Knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Burton basketball.
Nice play by Nickerson.
Inbound pass, and Burton working the ball up the court. Ball stolen away by Weimer. And stolen right back by Hernandez. Hernandez going to Hody. Hody
put the bucket
for two. And Harper Hody with 4 points now. It's 22-6 Burton. And Nickerson with the steal. Oh, and then they're going to call her for traveling. And inbound pass. Weimer with the basketball. Con. Almost had it stolen by Hernandez. Ends up with Rhodes. Rhodes driving. Ball stolen away by Hutchman. Hutchman all alone. Driving. Puts up the shot. And going to get a foul call. Ella Herzig, who's checked in the game. And so Hutchman going to the free throw line. He was 1-for-2 earlier. And Huntsman puts up the first shot and misses. And Ellison Rodriguez coming back in. Brazier and Hody will take a break. And Huntsman makes the second one. And she's now 2-for-4 at the line.
Oh, travel.
And they're going to get cooked. Caught her traveling. She was looking to pass the ball up the court and just took one step too many. And a heads-up call by the official. It's 23-6 Burton with 3:45 to go here in the second quarter.
Pass.
And that one, loose ball is going to be off of Herzig.
Foul on Rodriguez.
And that'll be Rodriguez first. And up ahead to Lucky. Down and in. And shot up and in for two by Herzig. And foul call, so that she's going to go to the line for a chance at a three-point play the old-fashioned way. And now coming in the game is Chloe Brandt. And Con's going to sit down. As Herzig hits the free throw. And that'll make it now a 23-9 ball game. Burton still with a 14-point lead.
A little over 3 minutes in this second quarter.
And Huntsman's pass stolen away. And up ahead to Rhodes. Rhodes driving. And we're going to get a foul call against Burton. Now Brazier will come back in. And Huntsman will go to the bench. And ball taken. And Rhodes puts it up in room for two. And makes it 23-9. Hernandez with the basketball.
Works 20.
Going in the corner to Rodriguez, or I mean to Ellis, rather. And Ellis puts it up into the two. And Layla with 7 points now. Full court pressure by the Panthers.
Stole by Nickerson.
And
call her out of bounds. Backcourt.
Yep, backcourt violation. He was right there on the line.
Yep.
And unfortunately, it didn't go the way Burton wanted it to. Down to 2:48 left to play. Lady Panthers leading this one 25-11. And the inbounds pass over to Nicken. Nicken over to Cook. And over to back to Nicken, back to Cook. Cook gonna put it up. Misses the shot, and Brazier comes away with a rebound. Over to Rodriguez. Hernandez, rather. Over to Nickerson, back to Hernandez. Hernandez going to Ellis. Ellis inside to Rodriguez. Puts it up, misses. And Cook coming away with a rebound. And now putting up a shot for two is Madison Lucky. And it's
the lead in half.
Yep, 25-13, under 2 minutes to go. And Burton's kind of gone on a dry spell here. Need to see about getting some points. In the corner, Nickerson over to Brazier. Now back to Hernandez. Hernandez inside to Ellis. Ellis driving. And had her pocket pick, but it ends up going out of bounds. And so it'll remain Burton basketball. Coach Chris Kaplan positioning his players.
Reach in foul on 33. Rhodes.
Yep, and so they have a foul to give. And so Hernandez with the basketball now, and she's going to fire up a three.
Bingo!
Val Hernandez with her first basket of the game, and makes it 28-13 Burton. And up ahead, and Hernandez was going for the steal, ended up knocking it out of bounds. And Amanda Cook back out top, and a three-pointer missing by Lucky. Burton with the basketball, and Nickerson lost that one. And Rose drives reverse layup, misses, and it's going to be a foul on Burton.
So that's going to be on Hernandez.
And so that will send Diana Rhodes to the free throw line. And Rhodes hits the first one. As we're down to 1:04 left on the clock. And hits them both. And that'll make it 28-15. And put up a shot as Ellis misses. And rebound being tied up. And now she pulls it away from Burton. And up ahead, three-pointer missing.
Stole.
By Rhodes, stole away. Now
Brazier
stole
got
back. Brazier driving as it knocked away by Nicken. Out of bounds, it'll be Burton basketball. Or is it going to be, no, it is Burton basketball. And got 36.3 seconds left on the clock. Three-pointer.
Again.
Valerie Hernandez. Gives her 6 points in the game. Burton now leads 31-15. By the lane and missing the shot is Lucky. And up ahead to Ellis. Ellis drives up the two. And Layla Ellis now with 9 points. It's now 33-15. And traveling calling is Weimer.
Burton kind of blowing open here in this end of this second quarter.
Yep. Got 9.2 seconds left.
Hernandez got the hot hand. I'll be surprised if she don't jack the three up.
7 seconds. Cody back to Brazier. Brazier wide open three and misses. And that's the end of the first half of play with our score. Burton Lady Panthers 33 and the Weimer Lady Cats 15. Back with a halftime report after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
The Bluebell Aquatic Center is gearing up for the spring weather with programs and activities that are sure to take care of those winter blues. Check out the Creative Waves Day Camp, where children can swim, craft, explore STEM activities, and learn real lifeguard skills such as CPR. Sign up for the Blinn Baseball Clinic on February 23rd or participate in group swimming lessons. The fun continues all year round at the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Visit thecityofbrenham.org for more info and registration for classes.
Burton ISD takes pride in excellence both in the classroom and in athletics. This season, their Lady Panther basketball team has shown incredible dedication, hustle, and heart. Now, it's time for the playoffs. They've put in the work, and everyone at Burton ISD knows they'll give it their all. Let's come together, fill the stands, and show support as the Burton Lady Panthers take on the next big challenge in the playoffs. Go Panthers!
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Domin & Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Domin & Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Domin & Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
And as we come back here, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from the Giddings High School Gymnasium. And in this area round playoff matchup, Burton Lady Panthers leading the Weimer Lady Cats 33-15. An 18-point lead here for Burton. And so far, Burton off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, putting up 33 points. Both teams missed a lot of shots. The referees are letting them play. They tightened it up a little bit at the end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter, calling quite a few fouls. A lot of free throws missed on the Weimer side, which was great for us. Well, they missed about 10 of them.
Pretty close to that.
But we finished on a strong second quarter, with Hernandez hitting them two threes in a row, turned out to be huge. Kind of picked the momentum up for our girls and to make the 33-15 lead.
Yep, and we look at the stats here at halftime. And Burton, actually, they've won both quarters so far. They were leading 15-6 after the first quarter. Second quarter, Burton outscored them 18-9, so basically double up on them. And for Weimer, who's the visitor, their leading scorer right now is Madison Lucky with 5. Tiriana Rhodes with 4. Jalen Kahn and Ella Herzig with 3 points each. For Burton, leading scorer is Lexi Brazier with 10 points. And Layla Ellis has got 9 points. Valerie Hernandez with 6. And then you got Harper Hody with 4. And Aaron Huntsman and Maya Rodriguez with 2 points each. And that's where we stand right now here at the half. And we've got more action to come as we continue with the halftime report. But first, let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
BBR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material have access to many other types of materials. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Material wishes the Burton Lady Panthers good luck during the playoffs.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. As family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to details, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Collier's to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers basketball team for their hard work.
All right, as we come back here, we're waiting for the start of the second half of play, as right now the Burton Lady Panthers leading the Weimer Lady Cats 33-15. And Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from the Giddings High School Gymnasium. Of course, we're waiting on also the winner of this will move on to face either Harper or Yorktown in the region semifinals, which will be next week, either Monday or Tuesday. And right now we've already got some high school playoff action scheduled for Monday night scheduled for Tuesday night. And we're also going to wait to see if the Lady Panthers hold on and win here, where they would fit into the mix. So plenty of great action still to come. And as we're back here, and Burton's second half, I think the main thing is just keep doing what they're doing, playing aggressive defense, and although the shots aren't falling consistently, they're still putting them up regularly and getting enough of them to go in to build up the lead.
We're still putting a lot of pressure on them. They're breaking it some when they don't try to dribble it, that they try to pass it. They're breaking our press a little bit, but we're still putting so much pressure on them that they're not having very much success in getting down there and getting that easy shot. We got to keep this intensity up and put them away. I think if we can come out here and hit a couple of buckets, they're probably not going to lay down all the way, but you get in the back of their mind that, hey, they're hawking us so bad on defense that we're not going to get these easy shots, and we don't have a chance. But I don't know much about basketball, but we're faster than they are. Weimer's doing a good job of subbing in and out, keeping fresh legs on that floor. If I was out here just looking, I think I'd have to post 42 down low and try to get some easy buckets or some fouls. But thank God they're not doing that.
Hernandez
needs to keep hitting the threes for us.
Yep.
That's going to open up the other girls going to the basket.
Exactly.
These girls are ready to go. We still got a minute left before the refs are just coming out.
Yep. And speaking of Cook, I'm surprised they've kept her out on the perimeter so much. I figure with her size that they'd be having her more inside trying to go to the basket.
Everybody likes to shoot them threes like on TV.
Oh, yeah. And so now opposite sides is Burton will be going away from where we're sitting and Weimer coming in our direction. Inbounds pass for the Lady Panthers, and it's Lexi Brazier with the basketball. Over to Valerie Hernandez. And over to Aaron Huntsman. Huntsman, she was thinking three, now gives it to Maya Rodriguez. And going inside to Lexi Brazier.
Nice save by Lex.
Got to Harper Hody. And ball knocked away by Weimer. As Kahn was going for the steal. And so Burton will inbound the ball.
Burton using a lot of motion on this on their offense coming out this second half.
And Hody over to Huntsman.
Wide open lane for Huntsman.
And puts up the shot and
jump ball.
And so that time it'll belong to Weimer. Inbound pass and nearly knocked away and up ahead to Cook. Cook dishes it off and that one up and in for two by Madison Lucky. And it's 33-17. Burton bringing the ball up the court. And Huntsman.
Three by Hody.
And Hody with a three, and that gives her seven. And it's 36-17 in favor of Burton. And ball up ahead. Three-pointer by Lucky. And she's short. Up and in for two goes Cook. And for Cook, that's her first basket game. It's a 36-19. 6:35 left to go in the third quarter. And Brazier.
Stolen by Weimer.
Lady Cats get it back. And up ahead goes Sims. Sims going to put it up from the free throw line. Misses. And rebound by
traveling.
Huntsman. And they're going to get Burton for traveling. And the ball will go right back to Weimer. Now pass, Cook puts it up, tried to bank it off the glass, misses. Hody with a rebound, up ahead to Hernandez. And Hernandez.
Nice pass to Huntsman.
Huntsman up and in for two. And it's 38-19, Burton. And up ahead, and the whistle of him.
Calling that foul on Hody.
Hody with the foul there. She was trying to hold up and couldn't. And clock stops, 5:59 left to go here in the third quarter. Burton leading 38-19. And round Cook over. Back out, top of the key, and air ball on the three-pointer by Sims.
Called a Weimer ball.
Out of bounds, they're going to say it went off of Burton. Pass. Brazier.
Foul on 42.
Yep. Yes. And now coming back in is Ella Hersick. Rodriguez with the inbound pass to Hernandez. Ball knocked away by I believe that was Micken underneath there. And then is going to fire up another three, misses, and a rebound. Yeah, we got player down on court, and players from both sides rushing to
get call
get
traveling on her.
Yep. 38-19. Inbounds pass. And knocked it off her hip there. Ellis looking for an open teammate and does get it to Fritz. And now Hody going cross court to Rodriguez. Rodriguez puts up the shot.
Nice shot. Two.
And 4 points for Maya now with 5:05 left to go here in the third quarter. And that one knocked out of bounds. Nice block shot there for Hernandez. And a bounce pass. Ball knocked around, and now Rhodes almost had it. Now
double dribble.
It. And they're going to get it for a double dribble. 38-21, Burton with the lead. And time is called as one of the referees going to the scorer's table.
A friend of Maya and little Tosta had to come over here and give him a big hug, tell him a good job this week.
And another whistle before we, well, they're gonna sit Rhodes and bring Cook back in. Yeah. It was a good day for the Lady Panthers, won both of their games, and then Panthers split their two games.
And Tosta said they should have won both of them.
And that's going to put the shot, misses, and a rebound by Cook. And they get up ahead.
Blocked by Brazier.
There we go. Brazier just comes flying in and knocked that one out of bounds. And now Ellis checking in, and Huntsman going to check out. And the corner three-pointer misses. And Hernandez bringing the ball up the court.
Wow.
And yeah, makes it 48-19. And
the rebound by Brazier.
Rebound to Brazier. And Reagan Reimer going for the three, and she misses.
Foul on Ellis.
That stops the clock with 3:45 left to go here in the third quarter. Burton Lady Panthers leading this one 43-19. So we said the winner of this moves on to the region semifinals. The losing team goes home or moves on to the next sport, whichever it happens to be.
Burton slowing it down just a little, which is smart with the big lead.
Hernandez passed the ball off to Hody. Now the Huntsman. And back to Hernandez. Tried to pass the ball inside and overshot it. And now Weimer bringing the ball up the court. And ball
by Nickerson.
And now stolen back by the Wildcats. And a block shot there. We're going to get a foul called.
Call us on Ellis.
Yeah. And hitting the first free throw is going to be Jalen Kahn. Long look in. Where the holdup is. So here we go now. And she makes it. Waiting for all the substitutions to get in and out before making the play. And she does hit the second one. And so it's 43-22, 6:48 left to go in the game. And ball stolen. And a whistle, and it stepped on the line.
Almost, Brazier almost made a great play there.
Yeah. And long and bounce pass to Herzig. At 2:30 left to go in the game, or in the first half. Burton with a 43-22 lead. Weimer top of the key. Oh, and missing
foul
the shot.
On Hody.
And so that'll bring
5-4, huh?
I don't know, he's flashing so many numbers, I'm not quite sure. And makes the first one.
Ellis coming back in for Hody.
Yeah, got 2:14 left to play. Burton leading at 43-23. And misses the second one. And gonna get a whistle.
Foul on 42.
Well. And so Hernandez will inbound the ball for Burton. Burton up by 20.
Weimer putting a little pressure.
And cross court. Ellis was open. Put up the shot. And misses.
Two minutes left in this third quarter.
Yep. Burton up by 20 points, 43-23. And
fouled on one.
That would be Ella Herzig.
Ellis going to the line, shooting two.
And now Layla Ellis at the free throw line. Makes the first one. And she hit them both. Layla Ellis now with 11 points in the game. And then bounce pass. And ball taken away. And now up and in for two. That was...
Weimer pressing a little bit here.
Kelly Kornheiser.
Bound to be getting into one-on-ones here pretty soon.
So. It's got to be getting close. Minute 45. And Brazier top of the key. Goes over to Rodriguez. That's a minute. Over to Amaya Nick. And now Ellis over. Well, that is Dickerson back in there.
Yeah.
And then Dickerson's going to fire up a three and overshot it. And who's going to come away with the rebound? And stolen away by Brazier. Time is called.
Two shots.
And fouls called on Burton. So Weimer go to the line. That is Jalen Kahn. And time call, we're going to get, we get the whistle and we're going to get substitutions in here. And
young,
she makes the second
young
free
lady
throw.
Shoots pretty good free throw.
Yes, she does. And we're down to less than a minute. Up ahead. And that one misses by Burton. Up and missing again. Who's going to come up with it?
Steal by Nickerson. With a double dribble.
And they're going to get it for a double dribble. And so now Weimer will inbound it under the Burton basket. And pass is complete. And shot up and miss. Rimmer was going. Huntsman came down with a rebound. Burton leading this one 48-27 with 25 seconds left to go. And Rodriguez puts it. And now up ahead. Putting it up and in is Lucky.
That should be the end of this quarter.
Yep. And that is it. And Burton leads the game 48-29. We go to the fourth and final quarter of play after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton is cheering for the Burton ladies basketball team. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m., with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ. That's 516 Colorado Street in Burton, sharing God's love one person at a time.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
And as we come back here, the Burton Lady Panthers and the Weimer Lady Captains airing around playoff matchup. Burton just 8 minutes away from advancing to the region semifinals, which will be next week. They will play either Harper or York County. Whoever wins that one, which is playing at the same time ours is. That ball stolen away by Lexi Brazier. And up ahead to Aaron Huntsman. That ball nearly stolen back. It ends up getting knocked out of bounds.
They were playing a while ago, Harper.
Yeah, they're playing. They started the same time we did. And so Burton with the basketball. Hernandez drives, passed the ball off to Hody. And Hody tried to go back out to Rodriguez and threw it away. And went out of, into the hands of Coach Chaplin, which I don't think he's eligible.
Yeah.
And up ahead goes Weimer in the corner for three, missing.
And got her own rebound.
And shot is going to end up in the hands. Mel Brazier thought she had it. Rhodes got it. Rhodes puts up the shot, and we're going to get a foul.
Foul on Huntsman.
That'll send Rhodes to the line. The clock stops with 7:02 left to play. Tyriana Rhodes with 4 points so far and misses that first free throw. And misses them both. And Hody was trying to call in, say that Weimer knocked it out of bounds. And we may have gotten away with one there. And Rodriguez bringing the ball up the court for the Lady Panthers.
Nice job of handling the ball.
And Hernandez back out. Three-pointer short. And rolls out of bounds.
Burton going back to their full court.
And now up ahead, Rhodes puts it up, misses the shot. Loose ball underneath and putting up his Cook. She misses and...
She came by a bucket.
Nope. And struggle underneath. And it's going to be a jump ball. Inbound ball. Hernandez bringing the ball up the court. Goes to Brazier. Brazier has it knocked out of bounds. And bounce pass, and Odie fires up a three, misses. Rebound, and now we're going to go to Hernandez for three. And she misses, and that one's going to go out of bounds as well. And inbound. Shot up and misses, and another one. And a whistle calling means the...
Yeah, Brazier going to go to the line. Weimer looks like they're getting a little bit tired.
Yep. 5:56 left to go in the game. Burton leading at 48-29. Long look in, and here comes the next pitch. And hits it.
Threw it away. Nice pressure. Timeout, Weimer.
And Weimer going to take it. Let's see, is it going to be a 4 or a 30? Full timeout, so we'll be back in 60 seconds. From our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in to Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday until noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
And back we go. Burton with the basketball. Hernandez puts up a three and misses. And we got struggle under the basket.
Weimer ball. Possession.
Yep. Cook and Brazier were tussling over the ball. Inbounds pass. And Burton going with that full court press.
Yeah. Stole and, again.
And Brazier driving. And she will lay it up and in for two. Alexi Brazier with 12. And up ahead, Hernandez saves it from going out of bounds. Give it to Rodriguez.
What a save by Hernandez.
And to Brazier up in the, again for two.
Stole again by Burt up on the line.
And had those two quick passes. Now 53-29, Lady Panthers. And clock stops with 5:09 left to play in the game. And they draw that one out of bounds. Inbound pass, and Rodriguez to Hernandez. Hernandez puts up the shot and misses. And now back the other way, driving away, puts up a shot, looking for two. That is Madison Lucky. That gives her 11 points in the game. Makes it 53-31. Down to 4:35 left to play. And driving, shot, puts up and missed, rebound. And Hody couldn't get that one to fall that time. And Rhodes being guarded by Rodriguez cross court. And up and in for two is Taitlin Micken. Her first basket of the night makes it 53-33. Burton still with a 20-point lead. In the corner, three-pointer. Rim Rattler won't go. And that one will stay with the Lady Panthers.
Ellis coming back in the game for Huntsman.
And down over to Ellis. And now up the lost the ball. Hody trying to chase it down.
I don't know why.
And gets it up ahead now to Hernandez. Hernandez driving back out top. And a three-pointer missing. And that one, blocky foul, calling Burton is
calling a block on Hernandez.
And they're going to say that the shot, the shoot first, or. And that one is up and in for Rhodes. And that one taken off the back of the glass. And that one almost up and in by Hody. And she's going to get fouled on the play.
Hody was fouled on that going up, so she's going to get two.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to figure out what went wrong, what happened there. And then Odie at the line now. Burton leading this one 53-34.
Are you going to call it on the floor, I guess?
Yeah, changed his mind. Inbound pass.
Travel.
Yep, maybe traveling call. Inbound pass by Weimer. And ball stolen away by Burton. And Harlow misses the shot. Or Hody misses the shot. Now back the other way. And up and in for two is Rhodes. He's got seven now. Rodriguez with the basketball. And whistle.
Oh, foul on 15. She must foul out. She's walking to the bench.
Yep. Yep, referee holding up the five, so yeah, it was five fouls. Yeah, I'm looking around, seeing if we're ready now. Burton with the basketball. Her name goes top of the key. And ball stolen away. Coming back the other end. There's a ball attempted to be stolen back by Burton. But instead, there's going to be a foul call. Stops the clock with 2:31 left to play. Burton leading 53-36. And that is going to send Weimer to the line. Which has not been my for either team. It hasn't been their best friend tonight.
Ellis, she fouled out too.
Yep, and so Nickerson coming back. And that one is up and in by Mickens. Makes it 53-37. And she hits them both.
Cutting into this lead a little bit.
Yep. 53-38.
Wide open.
Nickerson up and in for two. And up ahead.
Travel.
Traveling call again. Stops the clock to 2:21. Traveling is called against Weimer. Now Burton. Trying to hold on here.
Offense.
And offense on Burton. And so we got 2:15 left. Inbounds pass.
Stole operation.
Gotta watch the line there. And got a foul call. Miss Brazier was right there. We got a good view right in front of us. She was right there doing a tight wire act to keep from stepping on the line. And inbounds pass.
2 minutes left.
Yep, and got another substitution from Burton. Oops. Well, no, I thought I saw one, but I didn't. And Hody going to put that one up, misses. And back coast to coast, and putting it up and in for two is going to be Sims for first basket. And makes it a 55-40 game. And Nickerson fires up, misses. Up ahead. Up for two of the foul. That's Sims. free throw line there is number 23 is Zariah Sims. And ball stolen away. Puts up the shot, misses, and draws another foul, this time on Lexi Brazier. Clock at a minute 14. Britain up 55 to 42.
Make these two. Going to cut it to 11.
Yeah. Going to make things interesting here down the stretch. And making the basket is Madison Lucky. She's got 12 points now. Misses the second one. Again, this is the basketball. Up ahead to Brazier. Back to Hernandez. Over to Hody. Or now to Brazier. The Huntsman. And we get a whistle.
Timeout, Burton.
Joe Staplin wants the timeout. And so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Two Burton alumni and all of Market Realty Incorporated congratulates the Lady Panthers basketball team and wishes you the best in the playoffs. Before making any real estate decisions, you want a company that offers consistency and stability. At Market Realty Incorporated, they offer just that. Contact Susan Schulenberg-Keel and her team over at Market Realty to find agents who place your interest first when buying or selling real estate. Market Realty Incorporated serves Central Texas with offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Matagorda County. Find them online at marketrealty.com or see them on Facebook.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady basketball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They like to salute the Burton Lady basketball team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks of the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers! From everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, as we come back here, we are coming down to the wire here in Ginnings, and the Burton Lady Panthers leading the Weimer Lady Cats 55 to 43 with 51.6 seconds left. And inbound pass to Brazier. Brazier top of the key. Over to Hernandez. Hernandez gives to Hody. And we go inside the Huntsman. Back out to Hody. Over to Rodriguez. And they're going to foul Hernandez. Should send foul to the line. Hernandez having a good game with 9 points so far tonight. She hits this, she can get her into double digits. And she hits it. Makes it 56 to 43. And hits them both. And Hernandez with 11 points on the night. And it looks like her night is done.
Yeah.
As checking in is Autumn Applewhite. 33 seconds left to go. Drive the lane. Putting up the shot. Missing in. Now Weimer gets it back. Cook passes the ball back out. Three-pointer missing. And coming down as Rhodes comes away with it. Rhodes puts it up and misses the shot again. And coming down with it's Applewhite. And up and in for two is Sims. Goes and it'll make it 57 to 45. And three-pointer and missing, but that is it.
Burton moving
Burton
on.
Moves on to the next round. They are the area champions, 57 to 45. Your final score to get the victory over the Weimer Lady Cats here tonight in Giddings. And that is going to send us to our post-game show. in postgame, and we'll be back with the postgame after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consulting, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham proudly supports the Burton Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers basketball teams in the playoffs.
It's playoff time, and the Lady Panthers are leaving it all on the court. As the excitement builds and the competition heats up, now's the perfect time to plan your team meals, playoff send-offs, or end-of-season banquet. Sandtown Catering offers a wide variety of menu options that are perfect for feeding hungry athletes, families, and fans. From hearty meals to crowd-pleasing barbecue, call Wade to book your next event. Sandtown Catering congratulates the Lady Panthers on a fantastic season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, as we come back here to the post game, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from Giddings High School, and the Burton Lady Panthers win this one 57-45. Your final score here tonight. And Burton doing what they need to, come out and took care of business early and really put this one away in the first half.
Yeah, they jumped out in front and played pretty good basketball. I mean, yes, it was physical on both sides. The refs let them play. They got tight a little bit on the calls through the middle part, I'd say. But then at the end, they let them play again. And, you know, we sat there and made some key threes, got a good run, stole the ball when we turned up the defense a little bit there in the beginning of the fourth quarter to get that big lead. But lucky we did, for the simple fact of I personally think we shot the ball too quick and stuff instead of running some time off the clock. Yeah. and let them stay in the game, because it could have cut it down to 11 points a while ago. But that's our style of basketball. You don't go away what got you here, I guess. We move on to fight another day. Now it's, you said Harper or
Yorktown?
Yorktown.
Whoever
so
wins that one.
Either way, it's going to be a little bit of a road trip, when they play, but what a deal. This is a great group of young girls. They hustle. They play together as a team, and that's what it takes. They're not selfish players. That'll get you a long way.
Absolutely, and we've got more to come here on the post-game show as we send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
Burton ISD takes pride in excellence, both in the classroom and in athletics. This season, their Lady Panther basketball team has shown incredible dedication, hustle, and heart. Now, it's time for the playoffs. They've put in the work, and everyone at Burton ISD knows they'll give it their all. Let's come together, fill the stands, and show support as the Burton Lady Panthers take on the next big challenge in the playoffs. Go Panthers!
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal in to Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available for sale. That's Burton Meat Processing. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday until noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here, and we just got word Harper beat Yorktown 46-37, the final there. And so that's who Burton will face next week. We don't know time or location yet, Monday or Tuesday of next week. And we'll keep you up to date, and as soon as we know anything, we'll be able to pass that along to you. In the meantime, just this quick reminder, let's see. High school hoop enthusiasts, mark your calendars for the back-to-back UIL State Basketball Championships at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. The girls' basketball championships take place March 5th through the 7th, and that's followed by the boys' championships March 12th through the 14th. Be there to witness history in the making. For all the must-know details and to grab your tickets, visit UILTexas.org/basketball. Once again, that's UILTexas.org/basketball. And leading scorers tonight for the Burton Lady Panthers, Lexi Brazier with 14 points. Valerie Hernandez with 11 points. And Layla Ellis also with 11 points. Harper Hody with 7. Maya Rodriguez with 4, Aaron Huntsman with 5, and Amaya Nickerson with 2. Leading scorer for Weimer, Madison Lucky with 12, Tiriana Rhodes with 7, Jalen Kahn with 7 as well, and Zariah Sims with 6 points in that one. And once again, your final score, Burton leading this one, or wins this one 57-45. And we're going to take one final break and be back to wrap it up after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton Lady Basketball Team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the Burton Lady Basketball Team, coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks at the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Lady Panthers, from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Burnham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Burnham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Burnham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Burnham National Bank, that's what.
Go Fight Win Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Lady Panthers basketball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs, and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens, and businesses salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor.
specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
J&J Packing wishes the Burton Ladies basketball team luck in playoffs. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire.
All right, and as we come back here, the Burton Lady Panthers live to fight another day as they get the win over Weimer tonight. And, Daryl, next week it'll be fun also because we get to throw the boys in also.
They're playing Tuesday,
they're
correct?
They're playing Tuesday night, yes.
And everything. So, you know, I would say that they might try to alternate these games, but sometimes that scheduling just doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And, you know, Harper might have to want to play a different night, and then it comes down to the flip and everything. But, you know, with the confidence I think these girls have, I don't think they care where they play or when they play. They're ready to get back on this court and take care of business.
Absolutely, and we'll be along for the ride. And meanwhile, I want to thank Coach Hobbs over here in Giddings for helping us get set up today. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thanks to Elizabeth in the studios for helping us bring this one to you. And thank you to all our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki saying good night, everybody.
The broadcast of the Burton Lady Panthers playoff game was made possible by the Burton ISD, Plan North Architecture, Tegeler Toyota, Brenham National Bank, Sandtown Catering, Dahman Associates, Burton's St. John's United Church of Christ, DDM Pipe and Steel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, TNT Car Wash, Citizen State Bank, Burton Meat Processing, Felder's By and By, Wellman Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, J&J Packing, BVR Material, Collier Construction, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, Market Realty, and the Burton Chamber of Commerce. Once again, the final score is Burton Lady Panthers 57 to Weimer 45. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Thank you for tuning in, everyone, and have a good night.